Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Clark Lee and the Vanderbilt Commodores set for a pivotal year in his tenure. While the expectations in Nashville, they're not sky high, you don't survive in this conference very long without showing some signs of promise and winning some games. And that's true even in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, guys, we're talking best case, worst case scenarios here for Vandy. These are realistic best case and worst case scenarios. So none of this 12-0, 0-12 type deal with the best case, worst case. And guys, these are not predictions. I want to mention that. These are not predictions. These are simply best case, worst case, best case, assuming the majority of the question marks that the Commodores have work out in the positive. Worst case, assuming the majority of the questions they have work out in the negative. So we're going to pull up Vanderbilt's schedule here, talking best case and worst case scenarios for the Commodores in 2024. Really fun non-conference game to open things up against Virginia Tech in Nashville. You get Alcorn State in the non-conference. You got to go to Georgia State, which they'll have a brand new head coach after Sean Elliott went to South Carolina, but that'll still be somewhat of a tricky game, I think. You open SEC play September 21st at Mizzou. And guys, this schedule, and this schedule's difficult because it's Vandy, right? But this schedule's difficult no matter who was playing it. Got to go to Mizzou. Then you get Bama as your SEC home opener to kick off the month of October. Got to go to Kentucky. You get Ball State in the non-conference. You got to play Texas. You got to go to Auburn. You get South Carolina. You got to go to LSU, and then you get Tennessee. Now, I know a lot of people are going to watch this video and scoff and say, hey, the best case scenario is 0-12. But, I don't agree with that. When you look at best case scenario, number one, you need Diego Pavia, the new transfer quarterback. You need him to ball out, right? The offensive line's got to take a step forward. Cedric Alexander in the running game has got to be that dude. What are they going to do at wide receiver, right? You lost Will Shepard. You lost Jaden McGowan to the transfer portal. Vandy was gutted by the portal. You got to have some guys step up at wide receiver to help out Diego Pavia. Defensively, they got to be much, much, much better than they were a season ago. Can you take a step forward on the defensive side of the football? If those things can happen, could you upset Virginia Tech? I don't think so. I don't think it's likely. I think Votek's going to be a really good football team this year. But you got Alcorn State, Georgia State, and Ball State. You can win those three games, okay? Now the question becomes, how many SEC games can Vanderbilt win? So let's look at the schedule. Where potentially could Vandy, in a best-case scenario world, pull the upset? Okay? That game at Kentucky is interesting. Again, Virginia Tech to open it up. Who knows? I don't think it's going to happen, but who knows? Maybe you get Auburn. I probably shouldn't say Auburn because, guys, admittedly, last year, one of my hot takes of the preseason was Vandy was going to beat Auburn, and that prediction fell flat, and I had to eat crow with it or crow for it for months. But maybe at Auburn, right? South Carolina, what's the state of the Gamecocks on November the 9th? Maybe, just maybe, Vandy is able to snap a streak against South Carolina. They haven't beaten the Gamecocks in 15 years, 14 years, I think it's been. So maybe it's South Carolina. Is it Tennessee? Tribal. I'm reaching a little bit. But this is best case scenario, right? Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Best case scenario for the Vanderbilt Commodores in the 2024 season, I've got at 5-7. 5-7. So this would probably assume you beat Votek to kick things off. Honestly, because winning two SEC games, the two most likely, in my opinion, are South Carolina and probably at Kentucky. Probably at Kentucky. And that's probably a stretch, right? Because the other home games are Bama, Texas, South Carolina, Tennessee. You ain't beating Bama, you ain't beating Texas, and I'll say you ain't beating Tennessee. So if you're going to beat South Carolina, it's got to be either Auburn or Kentucky. In a best-case scenario, not a prediction, best case, 5-7 for Vanderbilt. So the best case for the Vanderbilt Commodores is still falling short of a bowl game. Now, worst-case scenario, This roster is as bad as people think it is, or maybe even worse. That's the worst case, guys. Vandy's got question marks all over the place. They got holes everywhere. You know, even a Diego Pavia who's got talent, like, who's around him to help? If the offensive line is no good, if nobody steps up at wide receiver, there are no weapons around him, and then defensively, they couldn't stop a nosebleed last year. And things, guys, could go south to where, I mean, could Clark Lee be canned midseason? Could we? I don't think it happens, but could it happen? I think it could. Worst case scenario, this roster is as bad as we think, or maybe worse. This schedule shows its teeth, and Vanderbilt in a worst case scenario, 2-10. And those two wins probably being Alcorn State and Ball State. Those two are going to be gimme wins, no doubt. Those are going to be wins, at least I think. Actually, Ball State might be kind of tough. But Georgia State on the road, that could be a loss. Although they got a new head coach. So I don't think you lose to both Georgia State and Ball State. You're going to split those at worst. And you're going to beat Alcorn State. So you've got two wins. Guys, Vanderbilt could realistically lose the rest. Again, I don't think they're going to beat Va-Tech. You know, the most likely SEC win, again, I think is South Carolina late in the season in Nashville. Maybe it's Kentucky. Realistically, though, guys, this Vanderbilt roster, they're light years away. I mean, they're light years away from even being competitive in the SEC. And so I think 2-10 in a worst-case scenario could be in play. So, guys, you look at Vandy's 2024 schedule. Best case, worst case. My best case, worst case. I've got best case 5-7. Worst case 2-10 for the Commodores. Agree or disagree? What do you see as the best case and worst case scenarios for Vandy football in the 2024 college football season?
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.